Lenny Kravitz has been busy. A new single out today from his album set for release in May, and an international tour this summer. And earlier this month, he earned a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I spoke with Kravitz in Los Angeles, and we visited some of his old haunts for our arts and culture series, Canvas. I wish that I could fly into the sky. Lenny Kravitz seamlessly blends rock, funk, soul, and R&B. Resulting in a sound uniquely his own. With a career spanning nearly four decades, he has not only captivated audiences worldwide with chart-topping hits, but has also become a symbol of artistic authenticity and individualism. Always effortlessly cool. We spoke with Lenny Kravitz about his life, career, and new album at the El Rey Theater in Los Angeles.
Your music defies categorization. How are you able to resist the commercial demands, especially earlier in your career, to fit a specific genre or appeal to a specific audience?
I never had the desire to do that, thus me turning down those record deals when I was a teenager.
It would have been easy to accept one of them. How did you know?
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah. And not only that, I needed it. And I wanted it so badly. I wanted to be making music. And so when you have people offering you, you know, at a young age, we're going to give you money, we're going to give you the opportunity, we're going to, you know, you're going to go to Europe, and we're going to, you know, put you in the studio with big producers, and then you're going to go on tour. And, you know, these are the things you've been dreaming of as a child. But every time they offered me that situation, it came with, you know, you can't make that music that we just listened to you making. You have to do this, because this is what works. This is the formula. This is what a black artist should be doing. This is what making hit records is. But there was always this feeling inside of me that when I was about to say yes, felt very uncomfortable. And I shut down. My body would not let me do it. And I said no each time. And I'd walk off the lot of the record label and get back on that 212 bus going down La Brea to wherever the hell I was going at the time. Yeah.
We spent the day with Lenny Kravitz, and he took us to that bus stop, the symbolic starting point for a transformative career that would solidify his status as one of the preeminent musicians of our time, starting with his debut 1989 album, Let Love Rule.
Every time I pass this place, I always think about those days.
Yeah, your face lights up when you talk about it. It's really incredible that you've never lost sight of this.
No, I never will. You know, it's all part of the adventure. And I spent a lot of time sitting here and thinking about life and making music. And so it's very close to my heart.
Performance is ingrained in his DNA. His father, Cy Kravitz, was a TV news producer. His mother, Roxy Roker, was an actress who found TV fame on Norman Lear's classic sitcom, The Jeffersons.
Are the Howards by any chance an interracial couple?
His was a multiracial, multi-ethnic household, Ukrainian Jewish and Afro-Caribbean. His family moved to the historic Baldwin Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles when he was in high school.
So what memories does this house hold for you?
This is everything. This was the first house my family owned, my mom and my dad. We moved out here in 75 when the Jeffersons started, but this became the center of our family functions and all the parties that my mom had, you know, with all of these black pioneers that were doing everything at the time in every field, you know. Everybody stuck together. Everybody was extended family. And so everything happened in this house, man.
Yeah.
As we were talking, neighbors and old family friends came out to say hello and catch up.
Oh my God.
Lenny says he finds a comfort and a steadiness in these relationships and values that shaped him from the start.
Good to see you.
In your book, you wrote that your life is one of opposites, black and white, Jewish and Christian, Jackson 5 and Led Zeppelin. How has that manifested in your work?
More contrast than opposites. Beautiful contrast. Having this wide range and not paying attention to so-called boundaries just gave me more colors to play with, more depth. So I'd make my stew and use all of these things that people maybe thought shouldn't be all put together, but that's what I was making.
Beyond his musical success, Lenny Kravitz has made an imprint in the realms of fashion, design, and acting, appearing as Cinna in the Hunger Games franchise.
Will I be twirling tonight?
Save it for the end.
He also had roles in the critically acclaimed Lee Daniels films Precious and The Butler. But even with four consecutive Grammy Awards, 11 studio albums which have sold 40 million copies worldwide, it hasn't been easy making a way in an industry that doesn't always value individuality.
Do you feel like the cultural gatekeepers, the music gatekeepers, had to catch up to you and had to catch up to what you're doing?
I don't really pay much attention to that, but like the people that influenced me, sometimes you just gotta be ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. And you may not get whatever, attention or accolades or what, you know, whatever it might be, but that doesn't matter. It's about the journey, you know?
Do you ever feel underappreciated for your barrier breaking and all of your contributions to music and the culture?
No, because I appreciate it. I appreciate the life that God's given me and what I'm doing. And not that I need validation, but when you have people that did give you that, whether it was Miles Davis after he heard my first album, or it was Mick Jagger, or it was Robert Plant, or it was Prince, or it was Curtis Mayfield, the people that taught you, the people that you look up to, they were befriending me. They were supporting me. They understood what I was doing. That gave me a lot of fuel.
And the whole reason I create and perform music is to amplify love.
And he says his love affair with music still hasn't lost its spark.
How do you maintain that? 40 million plus records sold. You've been in this business for 35 years. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee this year. I mean, how does all of that strike you? And how do you then also maintain that same creative spark?
I think it's my love for music, period. I love music. I always have loved music. I was born to make music. Music has created my life. It has saved my life. It has brought me meaning and joy and purpose. And I think by nature, I'm an extremely grateful person. I wake up every day grateful for life, every day.
Lenny Kravitz's 12th studio album, Blue Electric Light, his first in 6 years, is scheduled for release in May, ahead of a world tour kicking off this summer.
And online, you can hear more from Lenny Kravitz on the inspiration behind one of my favorite songs, that's I Belong to You, and that's on our YouTube channel.